Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. After receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can, then forward it to others on your contact. Welcome to Saturday, the 22nd day in February 2025. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent and be responding with amen. I receive it. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So I prophesy to your life and your destiny, God will do exceedingly abundantly above than your expectation. All your doubts shall be removed. Who is this? You wrote an exam, attended an interview, and you are doubting if you did well, if the result will be favorable. I say of the Lord, you shall pass. You will be employed. It shall be favorable. You will sail through. And you made a request, but you are feeling, will it be granted? God has gone ahead of you to touch the heart of the person and the people concerned with the issue. Your requests are hereby granted. Expect good news. Who is this? The conspiracy against you and your loved ones shall not survive. Who is this? I break the evil yoke around your life. You are set free. I have a prompting in my spirit today to pray for those who just lost something. You lost something very important to you. You just lost a job. You lost a relationship. A man walked out of your life. Your heart is broken. Yes, it is. You lost a pregnancy. Woman, you lost an opportunity. You lost a connection. You lost a position. You just lost some money. You lost some goods. I don't know who I'm describing. Oh, who is this parent? You just lost one of your children. You lost an uncle. You lost a benefactor. You lost one of your parents. You just lost a business. I'm hearing. Pray for people who just lost something. Those concerned, you know yourself. You know that I'm describing you. Oh yes, put your right hand on your chest if you are concerned. God has seen you. He will intervene for you. For those who have lost loved ones, He will comfort your heart. He will soothe your pain. Take heart. Take heart. He will not leave you alone. For all those other losses, you will get it back. You will get a better job. You will occupy a better position. You will enter a better relationship. A bigger opportunity will emerge for you soon. God will not only restore what you have lost, He will compensate you for the time and the effort wasted. Say amen. Who is this mother or wife? You have not heard from your son or your daughter. You have not heard from your husband for a while, and you are disturbed. Mention the person's name 3 times as I pray. God will touch their heart. Expect his or her call very soon. He will call. She will call in Jesus' name. If you are sick, please, if you have pain in any part of your body, get ready. When the communion comes, speak out your healing. Take the communion. All the pains will disappear. February 22 celebrant. Spread out your hand to receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live to fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's rush. First issue for sharing today. Good morning, sir. As a worker in my church, I pay my tithe where I worship. Now I want to be paying the tithe from my provision shop to this commission. Is it right to do? Enlighten me, sir. Wow. I'm glad you have the grace to understand that apart from personal income that and gift that people may give to us, that business outfit is an entity on its own and it should be put on tithe as well. Nothing is wrong in what you plan to do. I pray God will bless you personally and bless your business outfit mightily in Jesus' name. All business owners, put your business on Titan. It will ward off devourers and open heaven for abundance. Next, good evening, Daddy. People treat, please, sir, treat as urgent on this issue because it is causing serious problem between me and my husband. I own a hair business. My husband wants it to be family business, like we should do it together, and the money there should be for taking care of the family. My husband is a nurse and is also a lecturer. Daddy, please advise me because I'm confused. Wow, I've always advocated family business, jointly owned and run by husband and wife. Then their children and others could come in later. But it must come with serious and robust discussion. It should also be documented before a lawyer, and all terms of agreement must be well outlined and signed. Don't say husband and wife, no sentiment in business. And there must be joint contribution, floating the business and running the business until it attains stability and break even. The husband should not be the sole signatory. Oh no, it should be husband and wife together. No one should dominate the other. If you do it well, the business will survive, will run your life and that of your children. You will even hand it over to them to continue. That is the best thing to do. Next, good morning, Daddy and TPGF family. The man I want to marry, my pastor prayed and told me he saw a lot of battles that I have to stay in the gap for both of us and be strong in order to be victorious. Or if I cannot, I should quit the relationship now. Daddy, I'm confused because this man met all godly standard and loves me too, and I love him as well. What's your take, sir? I'm scared and I don't know what else to do. Wow, I've said two things repeatedly when it comes to marital choices. Number one, no one will help you live in that marriage with the man or the woman, not the pastor, not the prophet, not your parents. Number two, even the best of God, says the Lord, God told me, we still have his challenges. Every marriage union have his own challenges. The most important thing is what you have said. The man met godly standard. He's a fellow believer, passionately committed to God, and he fears God. Number two, his character, impeccable character. Number three, you are friends. You love each other. Number four, finally, peace in your heart on him. Finish. All other issues will be sorted out in marriage. Please don't go into this marriage with the fear which the pastor has planted in your heart, unfortunately. I'm surprised he said that. Perfect love casts out fears. I have no reason asking you not to marry this man. What you have just described here is a marriage, a husband material. But don't go into that marriage with fear. Go into it with faith, believing God that all shall be well. Next, good morning, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. I did not hear anything again about the welfare money to buy foodstuff for the hungry and the very, very poor. You announced sometimes ago. Has those things been bought and distributed? How was it done? I remember initially you announced 40 million naira, but later found out that food prices have skyrocketed, and you said it will take about 200 million naira to achieve the purpose. Have they been bought and distributed already? Wow. Oh, thank you for asking. The high-powered committee we set up for the palliatives had swung into action, working around the clock. The instruction was that they should go to the very, very source of the production of the food items, so that we can have a good bargain and buy it at a good price. They have traveled far and wide. They have bought much of the food, much of the items, and they are stored up. Now they are at the stage of rebaggaging. They want to rebaggage the rice, the garri, and all the rest of it. The bags are being produced with all the machines for sewing and all the labeling. Now, then the logistics of distribution to the right people without creating stampede, as recently experienced in our city here. It has not been distributed. Video recording, photo shoot, and documentations are being made with the process and the procedure and the distribution. It shall all be recorded and uploaded on our WhatsApp to see. TPGF is a commission of high integrity and morality, and I'm overseeing the process personally myself. However, we are still far from the 200 million naira, which is our target. I stop saying it, I stop announcing it, so that it will not look overbearing. Now, what is going on? Our decision was to not give out just food, but to also empower people, those that are strong enough. We plan to empower them, bring resource people to train them in one thing or the other, and put money behind them so that they can live a life on their own. All those ones, we have to wait because we have not been able to get enough money. There's also medication, some to undergo surgery that are very, very sick. That also we have to wait now. But we have decided to make do with what we have now. Then we will video it and send it to all of us. It will be an ongoing thing. It will not be once and for all. Thank God for all the donors. Donations are still being expected. If God is still laying things on your heart, please do, because we have a long way to go. We still need so much to be able to meet it. But you see, do as God lays in your heart. In Turning Point, we don't put pressure on people for anything. We make explanation, we make announcement, we believe God. We are believing God. As you have, do. We will let all of us know how it goes. You are going to watch them on your WhatsApp. Everything is being recorded to be uploaded. Now, thank you for asking. Pick your communion. It is time for communion. I pray over that communion. Communion for dominion. Please speak your healing. Speak your lifting and every other thing you desire from God. When you are done praying, eat and drink. Healing virtue, lifting virtue, dominion virtue, deliverance virtue, empowerment virtue, prosperity virtue, long life virtue shall flow around everyone as you take this communion. Take it. Your testimony starts now. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.